Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
It's a sound. I was just mentioning before the break this American podcast called Serial, S-E-R-I-A-L. It has exploded worldwide this year. It has been deemed the most successful ever in podcast history. So that's how big this is. Our friend the magician Rua is a huge fan of the series. He joins us this morning to tell us why he's hooked. Good morning, Rua. It's good to see you again.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me back.
What is it?
What is Serial? So I was thinking we should probably explain what a podcast is.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad idea, actually.
And would you like to take that one, or do you want me to try and handle it for
you?
Go
for it.
So a podcast is essentially a digital download in the audio format that you can put on your phone or listen to, normally through iTunes or something of that nature. So if you can imagine, there's TV shows out there on TV, you can, and there's episodes of TV shows, you can actually have episodes of podcasts as well, but you just listen to it, you know, through your ears, so there's no visual element. So hopefully that kind of explains it for anyone.
Because I'm not technophobe, but I'm techno-careful, and I'm techno-useless.
Okay, there you go.
So, but I'm not as scared of it, do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah.
So and I'm techno-lazy as well. So
talking to girls, really, isn't it? I'm not scared of it,
yeah,
I'm just lazy.
Yeah, just a bit like that, too. But what it is, I was kind of going, what? How this podcast thing? I didn't quite understand how it worked. And then I found on my phone, I went to the App Store, whatever it was, and found this. You know the way you have your little squares on the phone with
the AVI on it. Yeah,
those things, and the app Square itself. And I have one which is podcast, so it's my own little podcast world.
Same as me.
Okay,
yeah.
So I have about three or four things I would download, so Serial came up, and I like walking.
Okay, right.
On a Saturday or something, and I like the company of either music or a good program.
A gripping documentary series,
And often the radio isn't what I want. You know, so I'm not in the mood particularly for music. I certainly don't want to hear sports for 4 hours. So what I'll do is I'll download this thing, Serial, which actually was Jack told me about it. And I am hooked on it.
Yeah, it's
addictive.
I
don't know why, though. What is Serial about?
Well, so Serial, it's meant to be a 12-part investigative journalism piece done by the same makers as This American Life. So it's narrated and investigated by a journalist named Sarah Koenig. And the case is based, it's a 15-year-old case, so she's reinvestigating him. And in 1999, a young honor student named Hei Min Lee went missing, and 4 days later her body was found strangled and buried in the Woodland area in Baltimore, which is in Maryland. And a couple of days later her ex-boyfriend was arrested and charged with her murder, you know, eventually charged with their murder, and is now serving life plus 30 years in jail. But what's really interesting is that the case is actually quite weak against him, and this whole documentary follows all these inconsistencies in the stories. And what's kind of, what was the thing that got him in jail was that his best friend, or so supposedly his friend Jay, says that he was there and that he got a call off this guy Adnan, who was the accused, saying that he had murdered her, and he was asking Jay to help me bury the body. So Jay was actually there and present, he says. But as we go through the story, I don't want to spoil anything.
Don't spoil it, because I'm only halfway through.
Yeah, that's what I'm so nervous about speaking about.
You better be nervous.
I'll get killed. I'll get headbutted in a bar.
But I'm
not giving much away when I say that Jay, his storyline has a lot of inconsistencies. So she's going through that. So it's basically, as well as being a really engaging documentary, it's also a kind of a look at the justice system in America and how things can kind of slip through the cracks.
So each episode has this, she's our guide, our host, if you like.
She's very good.
She's really good.
Amiable, very intelligent, and she asks really great questions as well. So.
And even as a listener, she'll say things like, hang on, did you hear that? And she'll play the bit again, because she plays clips of the actual court case, the actual questioning by the police. I mean, her access to fly on the wall elements of this case are extraordinary. And each episode lasting between half an hour and 45 minutes, depending on the episode. And it's got a plinky plonky music to get you through.
Which annoyed me at the start, but now that I'm on episode 9, it's actually quite grown on me. But she also leaves you on these incredible cliffhangers at the end of every episode. So it's like Game of Thrones. You want more, but you have to wait that week.
Yeah. But it's a true crime.
It's a true crime. And interestingly enough, I was talking about this to my friend Alva Reddy, and she directed me to this blog that's been kept by Rabia Chaudhry, who is the lawyer that kind of brought this case to Sarah Koenig in the first place.
Oh, okay.
And she has all, she's images, she has all the court records and documents.
Oh, she brings it all alive.
Exactly. So I kind of find it difficult to follow the timeline because there's no visual element.
Yes.
this clears it up because she has that and she kind of documents it episode by episode because out of respect for Sarah Koenig, she's not giving everything away just
yet. Oh,
well
done.
She's keeping it up. And that's, you can find that at splitthemoon.com.
Okay, I'm going to take a note of that myself.
It's great. And then if you fancy going down another route, there's a series of podcasts called Slate.
Yeah.
And they started on the fifth episode and they've kept it up, but they have a panel discussion about every episode after the episode
so it's
airs.
Just, let's have a listen to it just to give people a flavour of
what
I've typical.
Given you a clip and this is Sarah Koenig talking to Adnan from the prison.
From the prison, okay. Yeah. This is Adnan being the guy who's accused of the murder and is serving time for it.
And she's second guessing herself as to maybe he's not innocent, maybe he's actually a really clever sociopath.
All these things that look bad for Adnan, everything that's raised my suspicion, even stupid things, I've run every single one of them by him. I've got this thing in my head that I'll catch him in a lie, maybe just a tiny, meaningless lie, and that's going to be his tell, and he'll be caught. Adnan is smart and clever. He knows that's what's going on when we talk. And so every time I call, he's a little on guard. He's not sure what's coming at him. Because what if I ask him something he can't prove, and then I don't believe him?
And that's kind of like in my mind, I'm like, man, what was it about me? And I mean, I'm fine with it now, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Like, when I was younger, I used to wonder about that a lot. Like, golly, man, what was it about me that a person could think that? It would be different if there was a videotape of me doing it, or if there was like, you know, hey, you fought back, and there's all this stuff of me, like DNA, like scratches and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Or like someone saw me leaving with Hay that day, like three people saw me leaving with her. Or like she said, yeah, me and Adnan are going here, like told five people. But I mean, it's like, it's just on the strength of me being arrested, I used to like lose sleep about it. Like, what the heck was it about me?
So that's him calling from the, they don't call it prison, there's a correctional facility.
The corrections, pardon me.
Yeah. No, I'm not correcting you, by the way. I laughed because I was thinking about it driving, I was walking along. I get distracted, you see, and I go, correctional, why are they, oh, they're correcting the meaning of the words. And then I have to kind of, maybe have to go back on the.
Down the rabbit hole.
So this, the tension builds up, and as you see, it's like Dickens, I suppose. Every week there's a new chapter.
An exact quote from Sarah Koenig
is
that
really?
She says, in terms of plot line, it's not actually original how she's telling the story. It's classic Dickens,
okay,
but it's original for the format.
Great.
So
it's Dickensifying to be completely pretentious, the modern format of podcasting and so on.
Exactly, and storytelling as well, because in a sense, like she is holding information back from us, so she's not giving us everything.
Great.
Which means that she's trying to build it up in some kind of way, and some people don't like that. They think we should be given everything all at the same time. But
so how did it break through from the niche sort of NPR listening types in America to people like us here?
I think, because it's so attached to This American Life, which is already huge.
Yeah, what is that?
This American Life is, it's another similar series of stories based in Chicago by a guy called Ira Glass, and that just took off. But the interesting thing about that is, even though that's one of the biggest podcasts we have, it took him 4 years to get 1 million listeners. This is on episode 9, and it already has 5 million listeners already.
And I wonder what makes it get to critical mass? Where is the tipping point for this to become a thing?
I think because we can all kind of relate. We were all young men or young women once, and to be accused of murder and that you might be innocent. I think that's what people love.
So the choice of crime, the school thing going on. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
and the fact that we're all debating, like who do you? You've listened to a few episodes. Have you decided?
No, I haven't. I haven't at all. And that's what I love about it, because it's not a cut and dry scenario. But what I did love about it, and what got me in, and the cleverness of it, and it makes it for good, what I would call good radio, is that she gets you from the get-go. She said, can you remember, she asks at the beginning, what did you do two Wednesdays ago?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, well, I don't know, actually, I could roughly tell you. And you don't think about it again. What did you go to the shop? So imagine if you're picked up for a crime, and you know, what did you do?
Where were you?
And you're suddenly flaky, and then you become nervous, and then the police are looking at you. You know, all this sort of stuff
it's
goes
amazing.
On in your head.
Now, as well as that, there's, like,
careful
she does
now.
Take a stance, though. She does. It's our argument. She does take a stance that
I think she likes him.
Yeah, I think she's very clearly saying that, and she does have, you know, reasonable doubt for him. But that makes it really interesting as well, because all her discussions, then she's asking all the right questions, and she's very interesting. Yeah,
the suspense is built up extremely well every week, and she knows how to, as you say, the cliffhanger. That's like the Da Vinci Code. You know,
exactly. When
two pages, and you're dying to get to the next one. That's cleverly done too.
Yeah, again, I just be so careful not to ruin anything. I'm on Tinder hooks here, but. There is an interview that we all want to hear. I'm not going to say who it's with, but you're waiting, and then an episode happens, and she says at the very end of that episode, next week that they have it. And it just keeps you hooked, you know.
How many will there be? How many episodes before we find out what happened?
Well, there's meant to be 12, but I listened to an interview with her this morning and she said that there might actually be one or two more. They're not sure yet because it's not finished. It's not, you know, they're still every week.
I was rushing to get to the end.
But there's meant to be 12, but if her interview's anything to go by, there might be one or two more.
Well, I haven't been as excited about a sort of a live weekly scenario for a long time.
Because, it's so new,
because you know, Netflix is, there's your 12 episodes, enjoy.
You can binge watch.
Boom, boom, there's your box set, boom, gone. Yeah. Whereas something like, well, Love Hate had that factor.
Yeah, it
where
did.
You went, we can only wait till next week. But this, from a podcast point of view, I never thought I'd get excited about a podcast like this. So.
Yeah, you can't take it out of your ears, and every Thursday morning is just spent refreshing, waiting for it to see the new one. And there's, in case anyone's looking at it, there's not one out this week because it's Thanksgiving in America.
Okay.
So it's the 4th of December is when the next one.
Well, it comes with a hearty recommendation, Rua, from you and from me.
Absolutely.
Obviously, people enjoy. Here, I wanted to ask you, because magic is your thing.
It is.
I've been looking in various shops for a good magic set for a beginner. Where would you, for a magic for kids, I would say
if you go into the art and hobby shop,
really,
you'll probably find a kit by a guy called Marvin's Magic.
Okay.
And that would do it. If you can just hire me for personal lessons.
Yeah, that's true. I was just for, you know, between...
This is for you, Ryan. You don't have to lie. I can tell when you're lying.
It kind of is. I kind of want to play, you know, with my youngest... I want to, you know, Christmas to New Year's, that few days.
Yes.
I'd love to do some magic tricks just during the day. Just, I think it'd be a fun thing to do.
It would be, yeah. Quite hard to learn, though, so...
I know, that's why I was looking for the Ladybird guide.
There you go.
It reminded me, I was watching Family Guy last night, and Chris wants to spend time with Peter, and he said, hey, Dad, can we hang out? And Peter looks at him and says, are you a television or the internet? He said no, and he said, no, then not so much.
Brilliant.
Rua, thanks a million.
My pleasure.
Good to see you again. And anything to tell us about, by the way?
Not yet. No, just getting ready for all my Christmas gigs. So if anyone needs a magician around Christmas, I'm on www.iamrua.com.
Iamrua.com. Well, thanks for your time. It's good to see you.